Puyallup, Washington's super gun enthusiast and firearms expert, Al Strupp, fills us in with a little history on muzzleloaders. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I know of only one store in about 200 miles that actually sells black powder, because it takes a special license for it to sell it. True black powder.
Pyrodex, is that what you said?
Yeah, there are several different substitutes for black powder. It shoots a lot cleaner, it's easier to clean the gun, and it's not as expensive as black powder is. And black powder is hard to obtain. You can get it, but you got to go to a store that sells it. Your old traditionalist guns were either a flintlock, which required flint, and then you had a powder pan, and the flint actually striked a spark, which set off the powder pan, which then fed through a hole into the actual rifle itself and ignited your black powder, which fired the rifle. That was the original stuff. And then they came out with the caps, where they're using a musket cap. That's the stuff they use during Civil War, but it's got a different way of feeding. It takes a cap, but your fire has to go down and make a left-hand turn into where the chamber is. So to get better firing, what they've done is they set it up just like a standard rifle. Instead of your fire going down, making a left-hand turn into the chamber, it now feeds through the tube right into where the powder is. That's what everybody's shooting.
If Al Strupp says it, you can bank on it. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.